As he strangled the elder warrior, Angron reflected on an unpleasant truth. Perhaps Lorgar had been right. The warrior kicked in the Primarch's grip, struggling against the one hand Angron had wrapped around his throat. A tightening of the fist ended all struggle, with the muted, wet crackle of ruined vertebrae. He cast the corpse aside, bashing its skull open against the sloping wall. The Eldar vessel sickened him. The sight and smell of it was an assault on the senses. As soon as he'd pulled his way from the boarding pod, chain axe revving in his hand, the sheer alien foulness of the place set his mind aching. The bizarrely sterile, spicy scent that teased the nose, the odd angles of the walls, the twisting rise and fall of the deck, and the strange uncolors that seemed formed from 100 shades of black. Beneath it all was the sickly sweet smell of fear and the copper tang of vein fluid leaking from broken skin. Even alien vessels could smell of blood when their bellies were sliced open to reveal what lay within. There was purity in the smell. Purity and purpose. He'd been born for such things. Splinters of alien metal clattered against his armor, tearing fresh scars along what little of his skin remained exposed. But what was a scar, really? Neither evidence of defeat nor a medal of triumph. A scar was nothing more than a mark to show that a warrior faced his enemy at all times, never once showing his back. Angron shoved his own men aside as he chased the retreating Eldar. Their crackable armor and stick-thin limbs had a perverse grace when they moved, but it was a sickening, alien thing. One could admire a snake's lethality, but one could never be deceived into finding it beautiful, let alone worthy of emulation. His axe fell without heed, without care, each of his merest blows slaying wherever it fell. Ah, the butcher's nails hammered into the back of his head were buzzing now. His muscles burned and his brain boiled with them. All that mattered was keeping the feeling going. Each sensation was reddened by the delicious justification of honest anger. This was what it meant to be alive. Humanity was a wrathful species, and anger vindicated all of its sins. Nothing was as honest as rage. Throughout the history of the human race, what release of emotion had ever been more worthy and true than depthless anger? A parent confronting their child's killer, a farmer defending his family against raiders, the warrior avenging the deaths of his brothers. In rage, anything was justified. It was the highest state of sentience. With rage comes vindication, and with vindication comes peace. Angron charged through another cannonade of splinter gunfire. Blood bathed his neck as he felt the stinging crashes against his head. A sudden nerve-sharp coldness made him wonder, just for the shadow of a moment, if his face was blasted open to the bone. No matter, it had happened before. It would happen again. He charged on, screaming without realizing it, hearing nothing and feeling nothing beyond the disgustingly pleasant whine of the butcher's nails in his brain. The wrath brought clarity. At last, with the spikes buried in the meat of his mind, finally spitting their most waspish outpourings, Angron was allowed to drift, to dream, to remember. Serenity. Never peace. No, never that. But serenity in rage, like the calm at the heart of a storm.